Thank you, Patty. Thank you, Keith. That was beautiful. I think we're all looking to really let the true self out. Anybody else want that freedom to feel aligned and able to be your true self at every moment? Yeah, I think we all are seeking that. Well, since our word today was grace on our daily word, I am going to share a story that some of you may have heard, that I talk about a licensed Unity teacher I knew named Marge Woodruff, who taught me about grace. Now, Marge was a good Southern gal, all right? And so, as a good Southern gal, she had that little drawl. Do y'all know about that drawl that comes from the South? And when I first moved to Unity of Mesa in Arizona, Marge Woodruff was there. And Marge would teach about grace. And she would say, you know, grace, you know, it's just like grits. Now, y'all may not come from the South, but in the South, you know about grits. And I said, well, I don't. I didn't come from the South. And she said, oh, honey. Now, grits, you go in anywhere. You don't have to order them. They just come on your plate. That's how grace is. You don't order it. It just comes on the menu, and it's always there for you. So, thank you, Marge Woodruff, for teaching us about grace. And it was a memorable lesson that I never forgot, that grace is always present. And so we are looking at how do we connect to the grace that is present for us and allow ourselves to be set free from what I call the matrix. Anybody watch the movie The Matrix? Many years ago it was out. I watched it again last night just to get myself refreshed as I was considering this lesson today on the matrix. And part of what's happening for us right now in our world, in these times, in these shifting moments in our universe, is the matrix is coming down. Anybody feeling that? Are you noticing that there are things that we have believed and bought into that are no longer serving us? Even beliefs that we've carried or ways that we've felt we needed to contain ourselves and couldn't come fully out with who we are, of how we operate, of what our awareness at this multidimensional level is. And we're being invited at this time to come into a higher realization and drop away the matrix that we have created, not just collectively. Because certainly there's that that's going to continue to play out in many ways. But I believe that the way that we set ourselves free from the matrix is understanding our own matrix. That we have each created ways that we have identified and believed in ourselves that just might be a little less than our true Christ nature. Anybody have that going on? That you're giving power to that is less than the truth of your being. One of the beautiful powers of acknowledging the true Christ essence and living from that Christ awareness is beginning to say, that part of me that has bought my own story, I want you to hear, that has bought into my own story, needs to be re-examined at this point. Now, we all have places where we have created stories of our lives, stories of our history, story of our ancestry, story of our life and the things that have happened to us. And what has occurred in that process is we've created definitions and identities. So now I identify myself as the wounded healer. Anybody have done that along the way? It's a big thing. We're taught to believe that we're the wounded healer. What if we're the healed healer? What if we are the one that accesses the true wholeness inside of us? And from that place, I no longer need to carry the message of my wound and my need to overcome. I just allow the Christ to shine as me. I don't need a story that defines who I have been to create an identity that I still carry around like a backpack of bricks, all right? And I am wondering why the world and I feel heavy. And what if instead I can take that whole backpack out? Now, Some of us like to take a brick out at a time and examine it. And that's okay too. And that's okay because we do sometimes in our dropping away the definitions and the identities of our lives, we sometimes need to go in and self-examine. How have I played that out? Not only did I have that belief, I took it on, I made an identity, and then look at how it ran my life. Notice the patterns that went on through my entire life because I took that identity. It's been an interesting time. As many of you know, both my dad and my stepdad passed away within about a month of each other last winter. And in that process, I got an opportunity to really come to freeing up the energy that maybe I had identified and didn't even realize it, and got to see a story I had created and how it played out in my life. So the example in my own life was, you know, my parents divorced when I was 3 and my dad left, and of course was doing all he could to take care of us and the best he knew how, but didn't always get to see him, couldn't always follow through on the things that he promised, a lot of different things in that journey. Well, somehow I created an identity and a story of being abandoned and rejected. Anybody have that one in your life? You know, as we're young, we don't know any different. We don't know. As a 3-year-old, I didn't know my dad was doing the best he knew how to do. I didn't understand how he was going away to find work that he could then pay and take care of our family, that he was doing everything he knew in that moment. So I have carried this identity as abandoned and rejected. Now, interesting, when we look at these stories and this matrix that we create, it has a lot of effects on our lives. When that becomes an identity, then somehow I'm never enough, right? I'm looking and walking through life expecting to be abandoned and rejected. I'm not really trusting the universe. I'm not trusting myself to be present, right? There are levels of this at which we play out identities and definitions, and they color every relationship we ever have. I feel sorry for some of the guys that have been in my life that could never quite overcome my identity of abandonment. So, oh my gosh, I put them through living hell, you know, trying to answer that couldn't be answered by them because it was never about them. It was only about me. It was only about my creating a matrix in which I lived and operate and moved and had my being. That wasn't the truth of me. So the reflection into the world, without even knowing I was doing it, wasn't I was consciously creating that. So please understand, when we identify these stories that have defined us and allow ourselves to become free of them, there's no wrong or there's no condemnation, there's no guilt or shame in having lived into those. This is especially important, because then we take this, oh, look what I did, and now I need to beat up on myself, you know, self-flagellation. And instead, what we're really being called to is just free the energy, because when I have an identity or a story, I have a certain percentage of my energy engaged in that story, even if it's unconscious or subconscious. I'm not necessarily coming out and go, oh yeah, I'm wounded, let me tell you about that, right? That's not how we present in the world. But inside, we're holding an energy of something that's not based upon truth. It's not life-affirming. It's not allowing the flow of true life light energy. See, the Christ energy is flowing. It is like grace. It is always there, right? That energy is alive. And when we clear away the patterns where we've held energy in a particular identity, we drop the story. Now, there's a difference between my saying, okay, like I'm seeking healing because there's something missing. Well, the truth is there's never anything missing. There's only truth. There's only this Christ light. There's only love. But when I give myself the freedom to begin to drop the story of how I've defined myself, I want you to take a breath with me. Whoo, because we have some major stories in our lives, don't we? Every one of us. That's only one of mine. And what's been happening is being able to see through the veil of illusion I created that kept me aligned in the story. So when we call in the Christ embodiment, when we call in the light of our being, the truth, the harmonic of love, then what happens, we begin to see through how our reflection, what we're putting out into the world, the identities that we've claimed, and the definitions of ourselves in the world don't actually align to the truth anymore. And we can no longer pretend. We can no longer live according to something that we have defined ourselves by that is not based upon the higher vibration of truth, the higher light of our being that knows we are and always have been a fully Christed being. Whoo, everybody breathe. This is in the face of what the world would tell us to be accepting ourselves as sinners, to be accepting ourselves as less than, to feeling that, oh, it isn't humble enough to say that I am the light of the world, that I am a Christ being here, now, not someday, not something I need to get to down the road. I am and always have been. Whoo, this is huge. This is huge. And at the same time, it's the tiniest little movement of consciousness. One step forward on our part, one thought of the truth of our being, and the Christ rushes and breaks apart the vision that we had of ourselves as wounded, as ourselves as needing to overcome, as ourselves as being something less than who we are completely right here, right now. That the Kira that I defined, it's like stepping out of a skin. We had a wonderful board retreat this weekend. I want to say Friday and Saturday, our board did some amazing work, really working together to come to ourselves and to really say, how can we uplift and support, and what needs to be focused on for this ministry? What priorities going forward? And one of the things, we had a little thing where we received a little animal totem, and actually one that I received in that process was a snake. And I said, oh, it's so perfect, because I feel like I'm stepping out of old skins. We are shedding our old skin. We're not just saying, oh, let me go cherry pick one piece at a time. We're dropping the matrix of consciousness that has held us in bondage to not be in the freedom of the truth of who we are. And what's happening as that happens, like I stepped out of a skin and I'm brand new. Now, who am I? I don't need to create a new definition. I just know myself as the Christ, as the light of all. And who am I if I truly know that? If I'm no longer this, I don't need to have the same kind of response from others. I don't need a response from others at all, right? Because I am shining and feeling empowered and alive, feeling the flow of that life energy through me. See, one of the powers, or one of the principles we teach in Unity, the 12 powers, one of those powers is life, that we are a presence for life energy. But where we have held in place old belief systems, we've crystallized our thought into something that is not recyclable, or maybe it's recycled over and over and over, but it's not transformed yet. You know, we are working on changing the experience of our footprint ecologically, and no longer putting the plastic and the things out into the world that cannot be transformed and that don't break down. Well, I believe it begins. We change that in the world when we quit holding things in place in our own being. When we don't plasticize that belief, that identity that we have, and so it becomes something that's there and not really used for its true life energy, organic and growing and moving that energy through us. When I let go of those identities and those ways I've claimed myself as wounded or less than the true Christ essence, then all of a sudden I access more energy, and I have those places in me that seemed like they were crystallized are set free. I walk through this portal into the truth that I am a shining being and every moment is alive in the now. But when I have those old beliefs, when I have those old identities and ways I've defined myself crystallized in me, I am tied to the past. Am I not? Right. I suddenly have a cord of energy that's tied to this past identity of me that maybe in that moment I did feel those things, all right? I'm not denying what we experienced when we experienced it. So please know I'm not asking you to deny any experience that you had. But when it becomes a defining essence of who you are, now all of a sudden my energy is stuck there. It is connected to that past instead of free to be fully present and available to the Christ embodiment here and now. So as I begin to open, this energy begins to revitalize me. I can start to say, well, how do I show up differently without that definition? Who am I? I'm born anew, right? I'm born refreshed in the Christ Spirit that knows that all things are possible. That I don't need to look in the past, but I can just be here now in this awareness and allow the light to move me forward. See, without our identity, we just are. We literally drop away the thoughts that keep us in fear and doubt and struggle and strife and suffering. You notice that when we focus on the past, we start to suffer in the now. Anybody notice that? Yeah, not so fun, is it? Not our better moments. So what we're really doing is coming back to the true essence where suffering is not a requirement. Now, we've all heard this in many teachings, but we don't understand how to set ourselves free from it. So part of what's happening right now in the shifting of energies, in the moving into a higher vibratory awareness, of opening ourselves to the truth of our being, is that we are being given the opportunity to see these patterns in ourselves. So we're not just healing an instance in our lives. We are now healing the patterns of our lives and dropping away that old skin of reworking with those places that were held, those plastics that were no longer breaking down. We're now allowing them we found new ways to break those down. And you know, there was I saw something on, it was probably a YouTube or something with these. They are finding ways to use plastic to make roads, to actually create all kinds of new things. So they're learning ways. See, we're learning ways to use that which was the fodder of what we defined ourselves by and have it now be re-examined, reused in a way that is bringing forth the highest good. So without that definition of being abandoned, then all of a sudden I can go, oh, I really was given, only thing that happened, I was given an opportunity to come to myself and my true Christ awareness. I was given an opportunity to not look outside of me for all of the things that I knew that were available to me internally, to the life-affirming energy. I was given an opportunity to now be free. That I don't have to suffer. I don't have to live in that identity. I can be free in this. Without an identity, I am free to experience each moment exactly as it is. Whether it's been in my journey where I have done shamanic work and taken people through soul journeys to reclaim their soul, whether I have gone through the oneness stuff that I've done at the temple in India, whether it's been in the various ways I've studied the Christ consciousness and unity, every single one of them, every truth tradition, and I've studied many of the other interfaith paths and talked with interfaith leaders and been involved with them, every one of them is about our coming to the true freedom of who we are and to live fully present in this now moment. You know, if we're focused on the past, we end up, you know, living in anxiety over how we've defined ourselves, that somehow that creates an anxiety. If we're looking to the future, we're in fear. We're in fear and we're doubt and stuff. It's only in the moment, in this now moment, that we find freedom. And there's no suffering because if I'm free, I get to experience the well-being of my soul. I get to experience the Christ light. And what would have me experience in this moment without all the thoughts and all the feelings we've associated with these things? Then all of a sudden, I can feel fully in this moment and create the energy of the awareness of my true light and essence. So I think it's important that sometimes in our journey, we may have feelings that have to be let go, all right? We may have to go in and experience those. But what happens if I don't have a story about those feelings, they actually move through me like an energy, and it comes through, and I may, feeling a gut-wrenching moment or sob in that moment of experience thing, but it just passes through. It's not held in bondage inside and start to affect my body temple and my health or my ongoing feelings about myself or others. So as we begin to open to the true Christ nature and break down the matrix of our own prison, we get set free. I love that. I actually brought in a couple quotes that they said in the matrix. I love this. It's Morpheus, of course, was the wise elder in the movie, and he said, "You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world, like the way we've determined it, the way we've created it in our matrix," right? He says, "You don't know what it is, but it's there like a splinter in your mind driving you mad," right? If real is what you can feel, smell, taste, and see, then real is simply electrical signals interpreted by your brain. Very interpreted. It's the interpretation we give to the signals that are around us. Do I take that look somebody has and go, "Oh, they're not liking my lesson right now"? "Oh, they walked out the door. Well, maybe they just needed to go to the restroom, you know." Maybe they had something urgent. They had an aha and they needed to go put it into play. You know what? We put all kinds of meaning and experience onto every situation. It was one of the first things I had to learn as a minister. Do not look at people's faces and make a judgment, right? You'll constantly be questioning yourself, right? And that's what the mind does. See, the mind does that with the world as well. But there's something in us that knows that the way we've operated, we've created social constructs, we've created cultures, we've created ways of being in the world that are not based on the true self inside of us, not based upon the true Christ light, that we express only our own Christ self. We only express the Christ and see that in one another. We experience the moment fully. And in that, we are fully alive. And in that, we begin to create without the matrix defining for us who we are, who the world is. And we are hungry for this. We are hungry to live from that kind of a truth, that kind of a realization of ourselves and one another in the moment. I don't have any definition of you. I just show up and feel your heart and soul, and you feel mine. And we make these profound connections as a result, moment by moment by moment. Oh my gosh, freedom is glorious. And that's what we're here to do. And I want to just invite you to know the matrix is this is another one of the quotes. The matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. A prison for your mind. So we are setting ourselves free of the matrix that we created with our own mind, with the collective consciousness, with our beliefs about it. What if you could set free those beliefs and begin to shine like the essence and the Christ light that you are, and go through and allow the joy to bubble forth moment by moment by moment? Can you feel the freedom in that? Can you feel the movement of energy? We become a living movement of light. What a light show we have in store for us. God bless you, friends. Have an awesome week.